Yo, what's up, man? Oh, it's your boy, the Dean Class in session, man. Kind of early show. We're going to get a quick 2 hours, man, and we're going to chop it up. Put up the number. You guys, y'all want to call in the number? You'll have the number and everything to call in. It's going to be a really tough show for a lot of men out there. But I do want to let you guys know that Saturday night and Sunday night, I will be breaking down the Tate video where Pierce is smashed that motherfucker. We're going to break it down in its entirety. So it's going to take me like 2 nights because all the shit that is being said, all that weak ass shit, man, I couldn't even watch. I just wait. We're going to do that shit live, man. But there's a problem going on in this world today. Now, first, I want to give a shout out to all my chat room dogs. And before we get into the show, I do want to say that what we're going to be talking about is 100% authentic. Nobody else has talked. Well, I know my dog, Taekwondo, was talking about this. But I haven't seen anybody even bring this up because nobody wants to talk about the ugly stepchild up in the attic. Nobody wants to talk about that. But first, guys, as I always say, if you want to learn game, go to your store, get a 100-piece puzzle set. If you get 200, 300, 500, don't come here. I keep telling guys, I don't understand why you guys can't follow directions. But anyway, get your puzzle piece, go home, dump the pieces out, throw the box away, and begin the process of connecting with yourself in a way that only we teach. You know, and shout out to all my chat room dogs. Guys, y'all got questions, please ask any questions. We got y'all covered and everything like that. And we want to talk about the ugly stepchild in the attic. Because it seems like nobody wants to, it's amazing that nobody wants to discuss that. And for a lot of you guys who don't know, back in the day, when you had a fucked up ass kid, I don't want to say fucked up, that's like wrong. When there was something wrong with the kid, more than likely the parents either ship the kid off down south or something because they were too ashamed of the child and shit or whatever. You know, that happened a lot. But we got to talk about something. We got to talk about the ugly stepchild that's everybody's avoiding. It's like a lot. Let me grab it to make sure I check out the phone line. Make sure I put that up. Everybody is avoiding this topic. And I think Ty was the only one that talked about it. And I'm going to talk about it. But I'm also going to utilize what we're talking about today to carry over to Saturday and Sunday. Okay, guys? It's something that nobody talks about. It's something that it's so crazy a woman came up with this. But she's absolutely right. And we're going to talk on it. But first, let me bring in 240. God damn, I can't get the show. Hold on, let me bring in 240. But guys, hold on one second. Let me bring in 240. That means Maryland? 240, what's your question? What's up, brother?
Yo, what's up, huh? Man, basically, man, look, I've been locking in on myself. Been really, you know, pushing myself to become a better me. And a lot of people in my friend group and associates have peaked. It was it's a nice little young lady who I tried to get at. And long story short, she had a dude. But like since I've been in the zone and really on my grind, she been, you know, throwing hits at me or whatever. She asked me out to lunch. You know, we did that. But she got a whole boyfriend. And I don't know how to move. I don't know how to move on a situation.
Caller, how old are you? How old are you?
29.
And you're telling me you don't know how to move? Well, I don't understand the situation. She asked you to go to lunch. Wait, she asked you to go to lunch? Okay. Did you go to lunch with her?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what happened when you went to lunch?
You know, we was rapping, you know, talking. You know.
No, I can't let you slide that way because I'm going to show you where you fucking up. What did y'all talk about at lunch? What did y'all talk about at lunch?
If I'm going to be 100% with you, huh?
Thank you. TV, please.
TV.
Y'all talked about TV?
Like, you know, TV shows, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
But I don't care. Wait. And this, wait. This goes to what I'm talking about. Why, when you have an opportunity, why are you talking about TV shows when you should be talking about you?
No, that's real.
No, I'm not trying to. No, stop. I'm not trying to be real. I'm asking you a question. There is an opportunity right across from you, and all you can do is talk about TV shows? Did she ask you to go out to lunch to talk about TV shows?
Nah.
What did she ask you to go to lunch for?
Probably get to know me for sure. We'll see what I'm about.
You have her number?
Yeah.
Are you ready to fix this shit?
Yes, sir. That's
Are you ready to call? I'm going to tell you what to say. If you're ready to call, you write it down when I tell you what to say. You click over, call her, and tell her. And I got you.
That's a bet.
All right, get on laptop. You got a laptop or computer because y'all guys write so slow and shit. You have something you can type fast or on your phone?
Yeah.
Y'all like on some Fred Flintstone shit.
No, I got the MacBook right here.
All right, good. So I'm going to tell you what to say.
Okay.
And you call her, click over, and I'll be quiet, and I want you to say it, okay?
I bet.
Now, wait, real quick. How did it end? How did it end? Did you hug or anything or what?
Yeah, we definitely got the hug. I got the hug. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's all I need to know. And that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. Let's go. You ready?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
First off, and listen, if you can't get her live, I want you to say this on her machine, okay?
Okay.
Okay. First, I want you to say what's going on. You know, tell her what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And let her know that I have a bone to pick with you and chuckles. I got a little bone to pick with you.
Okay.
And what I want you to say is the and I say here's the problem. The problem is when I hugged you, I can feel how soft your skin was against my body, how nice you smelled, and how sexy you looked when we went out to eat.
Okay, hold on.
All right, come on. I got you all the top of the head, though.
All right, bye.
All right, let me know. You got
right,
that?
Good. Keep going. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, and the only way I can solve this problem is for us to go out this weekend.
Okay.
So I can learn more about what's behind that smile.
Okay.
And see where we can take this.
All right.
I'm free. Now, wait, when are you free? Are you free Saturday? What time are you free Saturday?
I'm free Saturday, shit, after 3.
Okay, I'm free. Well, no, give me solid time. So let's go for some drinks or some shit. So I'm free Saturday around 8 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm free around Saturday at 8 o'clock. And what was she wearing? What was she wearing?
Black leggings, white long-sleeve shirt.
And I want to see you something. I want you to wear something in black because that's my favorite color. You bring the smile, I'll bring everything else.
Jeez.
You bring that sexy smile. Fuck that. You bring that sexy smile of yours, and I'll take care of everything else.
Okay. Okay, but I'm about to
go. All right, let's go. All right, so now, yeah, click over. Now, listen, if you get the answer machine, wait till the numbers go by and click over, and then just read what you have on the answer machine. If she answers the phone, you tell her exactly that, okay? Don't change it. Don't stutter. Don't be like that last guy last night. Just you got it. I'm here. I got your back, okay? All right?
Hold on.
Let's go. Right. Go ahead. Click over, dog. Click over and do this shit. Bring, come back in.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's eat. Got a great show for y'all guys tonight. Just trying to help y'all. Gotcha. He got fucking, I guess he hung up. Again, this is why I keep trying to tell y'all guys. Guys, this is why I'm doing the show. I don't think y'all understand something. This is why I'm doing the show. And let me get my music back on. Guys, y'all want to, y'all want to ask questions. I got y'all guys, but this is going to tie into the show we're doing tomorrow. So Saturday night, as I told you, we're going to give you a full breakdown Saturday night and Sunday night of that tape interview. So don't worry. I know it was all fucked up last night. But tomorrow night, we're going to give you a breakdown of that fucking murk. We'll give you a breakdown of that. But today, we're going to talk about something more important, something deeper. And that caller is exactly what we're talking about. Guys, there is this ugly, see, everybody, if you look at Manosphere, if you look at the Manospheres, if you look at the red pills and all that other stuff, nobody wants to talk about the truth because apparently being totally honest with people is something that we don't want to do anymore. Nobody wants to be honest with young boys anymore. Some reason we're stuck in this, everybody wins a trophy, and we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But we're going to keep it a buck today. We're going to keep it a buck today with you guys, okay? And I'm going to explain to you guys that this woman right here, but before I explain it, I want you to understand, okay, listen, I'm going to show you the post first. I'm going to show you the post that this woman said. This is very important. The woman said, weak men create masculine women and strong men create feminine women. It's, dude, this shit is so real. and she is simplified. And I'm gonna break it down to you. See, so many of you guys out here have an understanding or thought process that a lot of y'all guys out here think that women are the problem. And yet women are not the problem. Y'all think women are the problem. We create what we are. What you are is how she's going to treat you. What you think about yourself is how you're treated. If you look at every masculine woman, what's in front of him? When have you seen a masculine woman around a real motherfucking man? Tell me. When have you seen a masculine woman around a real fucking man? You have not seen that, gentlemen. Let me give you an example. This is the world today. I'm going to give you a fuck. It's kind of fucked up what you're about to look at, but it's kind of fucked up, but this is what it is. Let me go ahead and mute it. Mute the music. Look at this real quick. Oh, sorry. Here we go. Y'all, hold on, excuse me, I'm sorry. And y'all think this shit is fake. And listen. Y'all see why women are masculine? Do y'all see why women treat you motherfuckers the way they treat you? Just like that caller right there. Let me explain, because this is going to connect to the Tate shit tomorrow, next day, of why the majority of you guys out here create masculine women. You create masculine women. But see, nobody wants to talk about it. It doesn't make any sense how no one wants to look at what you guys do, but I'm going to explain why you do it. Let's look at it. What does the average surface dweller do when he's facing adversity? Meaning a woman. You succumb to your fucking feelings. You're the one that's emotional. You're the one that's afraid. You're the one that can't speak up for herself. But yet, y'all want to talk shit about women like women are all fucked up. You're the one surrendering. You're the one quitting. And yet, it's just the woman's fault. So the woman has no choice but to be more of a man. And y'all guys out here think it's the woman's fault. Y'all just heard that last phone call. This team, I got a girl, you know, sitting right in front of her, and I'm talking to her about TV. And you guys, y'all expect women to... You expect women to treat you well? You are the ones that do this, and I'm explaining this. Shout out to my boy, Zag. Shout out. Y'all support my boy, Zag. But let's look at you. No one looks at you. You don't have a standard. You don't have laws, rules, and codes. You don't have any narratives. You stick to past regrets. You have toxic friendships. You've got loser fucking friends. You criticize yourself. You sit around and worry about the whole world. You try to be perfect to everybody. All you do is doubt yourself. You fear women. You have unrealistic expectations, negative thoughts. You're always playing the victim. So I ask you guys, how is a woman supposed to respect that? But see, the problem with these guys, and we'll be talking about that Tate shit tomorrow, is the worst thing somebody can do for somebody is make the woman the enemy. Because nobody still, and I've asked this all day yesterday, and I got 2 hours to ask this question for somebody to tell me what the fuck is toxic about, what is the problem, what is toxic masculinity or whatever they call it, what are the issues that men face with women? I'm still waiting for somebody to do that. I'm still waiting for somebody to tell me what is something that a fucking man is suffering. Nobody can answer that question because there's no such thing as a problem to a man. But yet, you guys out here are being coddled. You are being coddled. How are you, again, I say this because men don't have problems because we will dismiss a fucking woman just like that. And if a woman is not on her A game, we will dismiss her just like that. So how can a woman be toxic to a man when most of you individuals cannot even do and speak for yourselves? How are you supposed to get respect from a woman when you can't even express yourselves? How do you expect to be respected by a woman when you can't even lead a woman? I ask you, how can you feel that a woman is masculine when she has no choice when you take on the feminine role? You're the one emotional. You're the one that tiptoes. You're the one that beats around the bush. You're the one that walks on eggshells. You're the one that tries to be your friend. You're the one that looks at her page and stalks her and all that shit. So please tell me, why should a woman be with someone she can't feel like a woman to? If you don't know how to be a man, how can you make a woman feel like a fucking woman? Can somebody answer that question for me? Anybody? But yet there is this assault that all of a sudden women are toxic. All of a sudden women are the enemy. Women are bad. But wait, how can a woman be the enemy when it is you talking to her? How is she the enemy when it is you following her Instagram and her Facebook, and you're the one talking shit about her? How is she the enemy when you are the ones that feel that she should respect you? Why? What? Give me one reason why a woman should respect someone that makes excuses. Give me a reason why a woman should respect someone that doesn't stand on his motherfucking swear. You know what makes a woman, because a lot of guys, are, and I got you, because I want y'all guys to understand the shit I'm trying to teach you. I keep telling you, women are like wild-ass horses. What's the rule of a wild horse? Put it in a cage with a calm horse, they'll calm that motherfucker down. Women are wild. They don't come out of the box perfect. But a man that has mastery, when a man has mastery over himself, a woman has no choice but to act right or she will be fucking dismissed. Period. But let's ask this question, because people don't even ask this question. Do you have mastery over your fucking mind? No. Do you have mastery over your fucking actions? No. Do you have mastery over your growth and development? I'm going to tell you why that's a no, because you're not even trying to work on your growth and development, because all day you're too busy complaining about women. Let me see, Mr. Thompson, hold on a second. No, there's no such thing as a modern fucking woman. Brother, listen to me. I don't give a fuck if that bitch was trained by Yoda himself. What does that matter? No, 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 no. I am not going to let you slide with that shit. Let me ask you guys an ignorant-ass question. Mr. Thomas, let me ask you a question. I'm glad you said something. Let me ask you a question. This same woman that is groomed by her aunt and her mother to be masculine, I want to ask you a question. Can she go to her job and talk shit to the CEO? Can she go to her job and talk shit to the CFO or the president or her boss? Tell me. No, no, I'm asking Mr. Thompson. I want you to say yes or no, Mr. Thompson. Tell me, can any masculine woman go to her job and talk shit to the owner of that job? I'm asking, tell me, can any, if she's, let's say she's masculine, why is it when she goes to work, she shuts her fucking ass up? Why is it when she goes to work, she knows how to act like a fucking motherfucker that's smart and not masculine? Because what you don't understand is a man like the job has a fucking standard in which every woman must be like around him. See, here is the problem with you, Mr. Thompson, and this is why you're going to lose in front of a woman, because you already have a built-in excuse. It doesn't matter if she's independent. You know what? And watch this. I'm going to blow your fucking mind away. I'm going to blow your mind away. You watch this, Mr. Thompson. You want to know why it's good that she's learning how to be independent? Because it is at that point she can recognize a bitch over a fucking man and realize that I can run that bitch. See, Mr. Thompson, this is your problem. You already got a fix. See, this is why they're masculine around you. Because you don't have mastery over anything, because you're a victim. You've already got a blame. You, oh, poor me. You already got that shit set up in you. Look at you. Let me ask you a question. What does her mother and her aunt got to do with what she is in front of you? Tell me. Because When you get around a woman, you don't know how to act and behave like a man. So you want to automatically blame women for acting out? They should fucking act out. They should act out. They should act that way. And the fucked up thing about it is, you motherfuckers don't understand that a woman will submit to a man. They will submit to a man because a man ain't gonna put up with her bullshit. See, y'all don't understand something. A bully knows what to get away with when they get around somebody. But like I said before, Mr. Thompson, I keep telling you, and I'm not even being rude to you, sir. I'm going to tell you who you are because I know what you are, brother. You're just like that weak-ass caller that called the show a second ago. You don't know how to communicate to a woman. You don't have any boundaries. You worship women, and you feel that you ain't got a shot. So why should a woman be feminine to you? What do you bring to the table? And I don't mean your clothes, your money, your status. What do you bring to say to that woman that you can't do that shit to me? But let me tell you why most of you guys lose. See, a lot of you guys, listen, like I say, that tomorrow we're going to be doing a show on that Tate shit. A lot of you guys listen to other motherfuckers and you think that all women are mean. Guys, a woman is only going to do what you allow her to do. So if she is fucking with you, then you're the problem. And wait, hold on, me, Peel. No, stop. Hold on. Listen. Don't bring any bitch shit here. I'm being real with you. I don't know what a fucking beta provider is, and don't bring any of that. This is a man's space. Talk like a fucking man. I'm asking as your only warning. Talk like a fucking man. Don't bring that bitch ass shit. There ain't no such thing as a beta provider. That's y'all fucking problem. Because y'all sit around and listen to motherfuckers tell y'all how to be soft. You want to know what makes a woman feminine around a man? A man who has mastered himself. And how many of you mastered yourselves? You can't even talk to a woman. Look at that last knucklehead that called to the show. Well, Steve, I got a woman, and she asked me out to eat, and all I can do is talk about TV shows. And you think she's supposed to be feminine to a guy that talks like a fucking woman, has no mastery over his fucking actions, no mastery over the influence that he has over women. So why do you guys think, a woman should be feminine to somebody who doesn't have mastery over himself? Tell me. Yes, Trick would have been better. Yes, Meepil, Trick would have been better. Yes. Why? I'm asking you guys. Because there's something wrong here in this world today, and nobody is pushing the truth out here. Nobody is talking about men mastering themselves. That's the problem. Everybody's complaining. Nobody's giving solutions. How the fuck is a woman a problem? Please, somebody, tell me. How is a woman a problem? If you shut the fuck up and listen to the show, you learn. How is a woman a problem? Tell me, I'm asking, what can a woman do to a fucking war, a god, an emperor, a king? What can a woman do? Tell me. No. No, I'm going to tell you why, E. No, I'll tell you why. Great question. No, no, no. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why, sir. The reason why is because you can't talk to victims. Everybody thinks the world, okay? Everybody thinks, okay, the world is a problem. Everybody thinks women are the issue. But I'm asking anybody, when are we going to work on ourselves? How the fuck can we give power to a woman? The power to limit your beliefs? The power to cripple you to fear? How do we give women this kind of power? How do we allow the word woman to shiver us? How? Every day, you give power to them. Guys, let me ask you a question. I ask y'all, and I'm not trying to be funny. What's so special about them? Tell me. What is so special about someone who has low self-worth, low self-esteem, and fucking doesn't believe in her fucking self? What? Tell me. What? What's so special about her? To a point that we gave her power. You give a woman power over you when you create clubs for women. Listen to me. You create pills for women. You create no fat because of women. You create Beyond Your Purpose because of women. Mattel because of women. Money, clothes, and status because of women. So why the fuck aren't they acting masculine? Because the worship of women is fucking there. You put more emphasis, yes, JB, more emphasis on women than you do yourself. Everything you're doing is about women. When the fuck did women become part of the game? Tell me, guys, when did women become part of the game? I ask y'all, and I'm not joking. I'm being serious. I'm asking y'all this question. When? There was a time that men would teach you to be a master of your actions. And if you master your actions, how can a woman act on you? How can she be masculine if you are the master? I mean, the master. That means you are at the fucking top of all your... How the fuck can a woman fuck with you? How can a woman be disrespectful to the master of his actions? I'm sorry for the camera. I'm going to keep moving the fucking camera. Now I'm real adamant on this shit. I asked you. I'm serious. See, this is why we do what we do, because I try to show you your value and your worth. And why you need to stop worrying about these fucking women. What is so special that they have to be at the forefront of every fucking thing you do? The only reason why is because the worship of women is taking over versus the worship of man. But it's not just the worship that's the problem. It's running away from yourself. How can, and I guess I'm the only weirdo here. How the fuck can you blame women for anything? Tell me. I was talking to a guy that's a Metal motherfucker on my Facebook page telling me why I don't get married. I say, well, wait, how do you know about marriage? Well, I was divorced. Well, fuck, okay. Well, let's break that down. You want to know why you got divorced? Because you weren't a fucking man about your shit, and she realized you weren't shit, and she treated you like shit. But she didn't treat you like this when you were married. See, this is the thing about fucking guys I don't understand, man. Why do we always look at the last domino? Why do we always look at the end result of, oh, my God, she did this to me? Well, wait a second. Let's go that way and look at that first domino. No confidence, no standard, worship women, kissing her ass, begging her for time, feeding her, giving her fucking compliments and all that fucking shit. She challenged you on a fucking argument. You caved because you didn't want to lose her, so you wanted to make things right. Yelling, screaming, disrespecting you. But what did you do? You gave her gifts at fucking Christmas time. You gave her shit fucking Valentine's Day. You gave her shit on her birthday. And yet she still treated you like shit. And then when she dangled her leaving, you, what most of you motherfuckers do? You and you got engaged with her fucking ass, and she knew you wasn't shit, but you wanted to hold on to her. You knew she wasn't shit. But it's like Friday 13th. It's just like Friday 13th. You know there's a killer in the fucking woods. But what do y'all fuckers do? Every Friday 13th, y'all still go to Camp Crystal Lake because you think you're safe. But yet, but wait. But it's her fault now, right? You proposed to her. You married her. And you fucked her raw. You fucked her raw. Well, wait a second, Steve. Wait, what about her wearing protection? Well, let me ask your dumb ass this question. Why didn't you have a little talk with her ass to find out what kind of protection she was wearing? Because you didn't want to have any fucking kids with her. You just wanted to fuck. But now, you got her pregnant. Then once you got her pregnant, all of a sudden, she's a monster. All of a sudden, she's evil. All of a sudden, that she's the problem. But nobody wants to look in the fucking mirror. I don't understand. How can a woman be a problem to a man? How? Please, somebody tell me. Please, somebody tell me how a woman can be a problem to a man that is a master over his actions. That means everything he does is for himself. He will protect himself. Please tell me how can he have a problem when he will dismiss a woman? But again, I ask you this question, because I know y'all don't do this shit, but I'll show you. I'll always show you. But I know you motherfuckers don't do this shit. How many of you guys have this right here? How many of you guys, oh, I'm sorry, point. How many guys you talk to women like this right here? Tell me. Yo, hey, hold on, let me take it off real quick. Y'all laughing and giggling. Everything's going right? How many motherfuckers had this conversation with these women? Because I'm asking. How many, wrong conversation. How many guys have this conversation with this woman? How many guys talk to women this way and tell women straight the fuck up and let them know from Jump Street? I'm coming over here, I'm sorry. From Jump Street. Tell me. How many guys that bitch about women really sit down and let a woman know what the fuck the deal is? And let these motherfucking women know. that this is my life, how it is. I know I gotta put that shit together because that's kind of broken up. But to say to them that I'm very selective about who I allow in my universe because I won't allow anything or anyone to ruin what I created. Tell me. Let me ask you a question. Dumb question. How the fuck can you have a problem with a woman if you talk like that? Tell me. How can there be a how can you have a masculine problem with a woman when you tell her straight to fuck up? You fuck up, you're gone. You raise me. But okay, Dub. But I don't understand, Dub. What's insecure? Tell me, Dub. I'm sorry. What's insecure? I'm sorry, Dub. I don't know what he's talking about. That's maybe he's more. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys, doesn't a company tell the woman the standard of the company when she comes in? Doesn't the company tell her how she's got to behave? Okay. Doesn't the company tell the employee, okay? Doesn't the company do that? I ask you guys. Doesn't the company do that? Yes or no? Yes or no? I'm asking. When you go to a job, doesn't the company give you the standard of how you're supposed to behave and act? I'm asking. Does it not give you a chance? If you fuck up, you get a write-up. You fuck up again, you're going. You don't. Right. Exactly. I guess jobs are boasting too. But this is what I'm saying to y'all guys out here. This is why we have an issue. Because these young men don't want to take any fucking accountability. None whatsoever. Let's look at, any guy that complains about women, just ask this question. Are you working on your mouthpiece? Are you working on your borders? Are you working on how you want her to be around you? Are you working on what are the repercussions that's going to happen if she doesn't follow your lead? I can just stop right there. Are you working on mastering yourself? Are you working on being able to sacrifice a woman if she's out of order or out of line? I'm asking you. You can ask them, and the answer will always be no. That's what I'm saying. Please listen to me. This is not about protecting these women because I don't give a fuck about them. I give more of a fuck about you guys. Can you elaborate celebration? I don't know. I don't celebrate women. I celebrate me. Why? Wait a second. Why am I celebrating her? She's lucky to have me. She's celebrating. What the fuck? Do y'all see this shit? What the fuck you mean celebrate? What the fuck am I celebrating? Tell me. If you have a mission statement, a vision statement, and you have set a standard, how is there a masculine woman around you? How can there be a problem with any woman? But as I said before, and it seems like I'm one of the very few that say this shit, follow the fucking guy that complains to a woman, and I promise you, listen, you said society is no longer celebrating men. I don't give a fuck what society is doing, dog. See, that's where you got everything wrong. A man doesn't need to be fucking celebrated by the outside world because he celebrates himself. Man, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Why do y'all need a tinker parade? Why do y'all need to be celebrated by the outside world? Can you tell me why? Why is that so important to you? Because it seems like only women want to be noticed. Why do you want to be noticed so much? Tell me why. It's crazy. That phone call is like all you guys out there. You waste words. You waste time. You beat around the bush. You ask interviewing questions, and you don't even know what the fuck you... Oh, wait, I forgot. Wait, I forgot. Silly me. You expect a woman just to lay on her back and fuck you, right? You don't need any game, no mouthpiece, anything. You expect a woman to fuck you overnight. Brother, the number is working because a guy called in, Muhammad. But I'm asking all you guys, listen to me. Follow the guy that's complaining and no personality. No wit. Nothing. Nothing. You don't need your mom. You don't need your dad. And you don't need the outside world to master yourself. Do you see that right there? See, nobody wants to look at the ugly stepchild in the fucking room or the elephant, the white elephant, the elephant in the room. Nobody wants to look at that. All of this complaining about women, but what the fuck are you doing? No creativity, right? You guys get around women. What do you do for a living? Where was your last boyfriend? You guys hang out with the food. You can't even ask for what you want. Even if you want to fuck, you can't even ask for what you want. Even if you want to fuck, you can't even ask for what you want. But then what do? You manipulate her as if you really like her. You try to manipulate her as if she's special. And then you try to take her out thinking that if I take her out to eat, she's got to fuck me. And then when she doesn't fuck you, you got a problem with it when she never liked you in the fucking first place. But nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to discuss that. 862, sir, how are you? How can I help you, sir? I said sir because I'm being respectful. 862, how can I help you, sir?
Hello. Hello, I have two questions.
Yes, sir, how are you? Yes, sir.
First question. Fine, thank you. First question, how do you or when do you introduce the standards? Because I know that you usually say
from Jump Street. From Jump Street. Listen, okay, let me tell you what it needs to do. Let me turn this down. It is introduced. See, every woman is going to test you, okay? Every woman is going to test to see what kind of fucking man you are. It is when they test you is when you have to let them know. But Carl, let me tell you something. Women know. I swear to you. I swear. Listen to me. Have you ever walked down the street, caller, and seen a loser? And you just said, man, look at that loser over there. You don't even know the motherfucker, but you know what I mean? You just look at him like, damn, look at that loser over there. You know what I mean? We've all done it. You know what I mean, caller?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay. What I'm saying is women can recognize. I don't know what the fuck they have. But they can recognize who they can get away with and what they can't get away with up front when they meet a guy. You want to know why? Because the man that keeps it a buck, clear, concise, and transparent, not bullshitting, not beating around the bush, and he's straight the fuck up, she knows she can't get away with shit. But what are women used to all the time? What are you up to? Or... can I get your phone number? Or is it okay? Or do you see what I'm saying? There's two total differences when she first meets you. You see what I'm saying, caller? Hold on, wait. I know you got another question. Hold on, let me finish this one thing. Let me get you there. Okay. What sport do you like? You watch soccer, football. What sport do you watch on TV? I don't know too much about soccer. I played it when I was a kid. Okay. So if you were going to soccer, if you wanted to sign up for a soccer league, right, and you wanted someone to train you, right, okay, and you had two coaches, okay, and as soon as you talked to the first coach, coach number one said to you, well, hi, everybody. I want to let you know that your participation is needed, and you know we want to know that we're going to try to work as hard as we can. Okay, that's guy number one, right? Then you meet guy number two. Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all guys doing? This is what we're going to do, guys. I need y'all to fucking shut up and listen to me. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do this and do this. First, we're going to do these drills over here. And this is why we're going to do these drills over here, because these drills going to do this and this and that. And if you can't do those drills over there, we're going to put you in this team over there. I need the best motherfuckers on the team. Y'all need it. Okay. Who are you going to, who is the soft one? Who is the one that has, the one that's taking charge? Which one, what coach would you follow? Coach number one, who's real passive and soft, or coach number two is coming with thunder?
Two coming with the thunder.
Right. So what I'm saying to you is most guys don't come with thunder around women, so they recognize that they can get away with shit because you're passive. Not you, caller, but a lot of men or males are passive because they've got a disease worse than COVID-19 called the modern male. The modern male disease is rapid, and it's spreading, and it makes these guys passive. But I know you had a second call, a question, Saul. I'm sorry. What is your second question, brother?
Well, you give me an answer for the first question. Can I just ask a follow-up, if you don't mind?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
Because I know, you know, initially, you know, you mentioned the things with the wine above the bed, and you kind of lead in her to come into your world.
Yeah, coming to my world. Yeah, I'm positioning. I don't lead her. I don't lead her because I want her to invite me in. I'm not trying to beg or barter my way in. I'm enticing her.
Okay. So I was asking that question to know, like, when do you lay down the law that, hey, X, Y, and Z, this is my standard? Is it before you entice her?
You're not listening to me. Okay. Her and I are gonna interact, okay? And some point of time, she's going to bite the gold, okay? There's gonna be some point of time she's gonna say, okay, I need to know what he is so I can know what I can get away with or what I can't get away with, okay? So she's going to do something disrespectful to act out. Have you ever had a dog before?
Yes.
Okay. Remember with the little puppy? It was all cute and shit. Little cute little puppy. And the first thing that motherfucker did was shit and piss in your living room, and he looked at you to wait to see what kind of master you are. Are you going to be the master that says, oh, that's so cute. Oh, let me clean it up. Or you're going to say, no, that's bad, and you pop him one time. So what she's doing is she's waiting to see what kind of man you are because she's going to act out, and that's okay. She's going to act out. So when she acts out, it's very important that you let her know that this is not acceptable behavior. And if you do this again, you're gone. Let me carry this. And I've done this millions of times. See, it's not about telling a woman what the problem is. You got to get understanding. Because doesn't the job get understanding? You know, you fuck up 862, and we're going to write you up for these issues. And we want you to sign this piece of paper because we want to make sure that you understand that we had this conversation. And if you act out like this again, you're going to get fired. You know what I'm talking about, right, 862?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So when you're with a woman, it's not about saying, don't do that. Stop. Don't be mean to me. And stop. Don't do that. No, fuck no. It's about this. Let me tell you something. And let me keep it a buck with you. And that's that speech that you have there. I love my life. I love how I live my life. I love everything about my life. I've created a world where I'm happy. And if anyone or anybody is disrespectful to me, you're gone. Hey, watch, she's ready to call her. The next time you do that again, you're gone. I'm going to dismiss you. Do you understand me? No, I'm talking about you, Carl. I'm saying to say to the woman, do you understand me? Well, you can't talk. No. Do you understand? No, you can't talk. Do you understand? And if she keep talking, I'm just going to hang the fucking phone up. And if she calls me back, because they will call you back, because they'll be like, hey, baby, I missed. Do you understand? We're not moving forward until you fucking tell me you understand. Because I need understanding, because if you do that shit again, you're gone. You see what I'm saying, caller? You got to let them know that you ain't bullshitting and you don't play. Bring up a guy in my face and we're going to have this powwow. Disrespect me, we'll have this. Okay, watch it. Ready, call it? Ready, listen to me, call it. Do, re, mi, fa, so. I'm going to say it again. Let's call it. Ready, listen. Do, re, mi, fa, so. You know why I'm singing that little low octave?
That's the level or the tone that you talk to them in?
No, that's the level. If they go past that tone, we have a problem. The only time you get to yell at me is while we fucking. Or I mean your pussy. Other than that, you rate. Please rate. Give me a reason. Raise your voice. Raise your fucking voice. And watch what the fuck happens. You see what I'm saying? Raise your voice. Please raise your voice. Because you know why we came up? I came up in the fucking 70s. Let me raise my voice to my mom and my dad. Hey. Yeah, let me tell you. Don't raise me if I saw. Let me raise my voice. You know what the fuck? You know how bad I would get fucked up? No. I'm not going to hit a woman. I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to fucking dismiss you. You are not coming into my fucking world. And you're not going to interrupt the beauty that I've created. And I'm allowed to say bye. I don't need to go to Dr. Phil, have marriage counseling. You're gone. See, a lot of motherfuckers don't do that. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yes. When you dismiss them and they obviously going to try to come back, do you give them a second chance? Do you take them back? Do you just say no?
No. Well, we got it. We have to understand it. Listen, okay, it depends on the severity of the fucking disrespect. A company's not going to bring you back if you steal from the company, are they? Company's not going to bring you back if you're doing anything that fucks the company up, right? Does anything bad to the company. So, now, if you give 2 weeks notice, you can come back to a company, but what I'm saying is this. That is predicated to the man. You get to decide what you do with disrespect. But if you bring your ass back in, all right, listen, let me show y'all. Let me tell y'all something that people don't understand. Every woman you meet should have one foot out the fucking door. You see what I'm saying, Colin? She should have one foot out the door.
Yeah.
Because you got to work for me. See, the greatest problem people do with women is you automatically say she's beautiful. She's sexy, and she's gorgeous. You are fucked. Because, call him, ask questions. What does she do that was sexy and gorgeous? Other than put on her fucking eyeliner, her blush, her makeup, and her fucking wig. What does she do that was sexy? But yet, you tell her she's sexy. So you know what you tell her? That she can get away with whatever the fuck she wants to get away with. Right then and there. Oh, you're so beautiful. Because you're so beautiful, I don't know how to act now. I've got to tippy-toe around, and I've got to beat around the bush, and I've got to be your friend, and I've got to figure out ways to get you to like me. And do you see that silly shit? You see what I'm saying, sir?
Yes.
You automatically lose because you're giving her worship. And what the fuck has she done to get worship, sir? You see what I'm saying? And you know why they want to fuck with us? You want to know why they fuck with us? Because it makes their pussy wet when they're told this weird word called no. Or the word goodbye. Or the sentence, I don't need you. You see, how many guys can say that to a woman? When you're sitting around saying she's beautiful. Oh, my God, she's so beautiful. I've got to impress her. I've got to kiss her ass. And those are the first guys that want to say women ain't shit. They're the first ones to get mad at women and say, my God, that's not fair. She's treating me that way. But what has she done to deserve you kissing her ass? What is so special about her that you've got to create a fucking world where you can sit and complain about them? What is so special about them? I'm asking. Because the reason she's masculine is because somebody's got to run the relationship, brother. Somebody's got to be in charge. You cannot have, there are no equals. All that shit, you know, love is equal. Ain't no equal, brother. You either running it or you're being ran. You see what I'm saying, sir?
Yes.
How many guys can walk away from a woman? They can't walk away, and they can't say no. But, hey, you ready for this bombshell? Women can walk the fuck away with ease, and women can say no with ease. So why can't they be masculine? They can do whatever they want because y'all let them do this shit. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yes, sir.
So why can't she be masculine? Somebody's got to be masculine. See,
right,
the
right,
reason
right.
A woman that is masculine to a soft motherfucker that would be feminine to a real man is because she is wooed by his masculinity. She is taken in by the way he can lead her and dismiss her all in the same day. She's blown away by the fact that he won't put up with her shit. Please raise your voice. Please disrespect me. Please, I ask you, do me the favor so I can bring the next one in. Because you want to know what makes a woman feminine? When she knows she can be replaced. Ooh, look at that. Whoa. Do you see why they act out? Because what are you replacing her with when you make her the end-all be-all? See that caller? When she knows she can be replaced, yeah. She acts totally different. You see, do you notice that difference right there? How many guys can actually replace a woman? Because if she's acting out, wouldn't you just replace her? Wouldn't you? But if you ain't got no fucking women because you can't get them, then guess what? Where the fuck you gonna go? Shit, I can kick my feet up. I don't have to give you any pussy. I can have guy friends. I can go to the club with my girlfriend. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do, and you ain't going nowhere. Right? Where you going? You ain't going nowhere. Bring your ass back over here. I'm the only piece of pussy you'll get. Come back over here. But how many of these guys
I can ask you a follow-up?
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, when you F up, as most men do, as I have done before.
Men don't fuck
and
up. No, obviously no, stop. Time out. Stop. Time out. You got it. No.
Okay.
Men don't. When you say men fuck up, what do you mean a fuck up? What is a fuck up? You know what a fuck up to me
okay,
is?
Okay, my.
No, wait. Hold on. Let me educate you because y'all guys think y'all fuck up. You know what a fuck up to me is?
What's that?
When I'm playing Call of Duty, and I see that guy go around that building, and I jump through the window, and he hears the noise, and he doubles back. And I don't look behind me and he shoots me, that's a fuck up. When I play Madden and instead of looking at the fucking coverage, right, and I throw an interception, that's a fuck up. But where is a fuck up when it comes to a woman? Tell me. When you say fuck up, what do you mean fuck up? What does that mean?
Okay, so I misspoke. So when a male, someone who doesn't have the game, does act, obviously act feminine, and then the woman leaves. And
right, okay, but stop. Wait. Stop right there. No game, acting feminine. So you're going to bring her back in. See, listen. I respect what you're saying, brother. I'm going to give you respect. You know why? Because at least you're admitting shit. But here lies the problem. Not you, but guys like you want to blame women. You don't have game. And you act feminine. You see what I'm saying? That's a double negative.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Yep, that's exactly
right,
what I'm
right.
trying
so
to say.
Right, right. So still knocking. No, I appreciate your honesty. No, I'm not knocking you. I say, listen, but I'm showing you where the problem is. People aren't looking at the actual problem. You just said it. Feminine, no game, right? So please continue your question.
So when a man is feminine and has no game, mm-hmm. and this woman will leave, and, mm-hmm. There's a lot of other men who are feminine and have no game, and
yes,
he
sir.
May try
yes,
to
sir.
Come back
yeah.
to that original man who initially didn't have game.
Yep.
In that case, I would assume that you don't take her back.
No,
correct?
You can't.
You
will. No, you're going to take her back. You're going to take her back. Okay. All right. No, listen to me.
Okay.
No, listen. Let me show you how cold. Let me show you how cold I am. Let me explain it. Let me show you how cold I am in the game. All right, check it out.
Okay.
It's just like a woman that gets abused by a guy. Now, again, I don't believe in abuse. I'm just giving you an analogy. When a woman gets beat or abused by a guy, why does he always get to come back? Because they're, regardless of the abuse, they allow the abuser back in because that's their comfort. You see what I'm saying? So when you're acting feminine and you ain't got no game and she has abused you, disrespected you, and walked all over you, you don't look at that. You see what I'm saying? You bypass the disrespect because you don't feel whole unless she's a part of your life. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
So I understand. Is that part of your question? I mean, what's your question?
No, so it's like if she tries to come back to that initially feminine man with no game, should you accept her back? Assuming that you improved and you, elevated, you learned how to become better.
Okay.
Or just
sir.
leave her out in the world.
Sir, okay, sir, you don't understand manhood. Do you understand disrespect? That? Okay, what did she leave for? Did she cheat on you? What did she? Wait. Let's look at the severity because let's break this down. What did she do to you? Or that guy? Let's not say, okay, I know you. It's kind of, what did the woman do when she left? Did she cheat on you? Did she hit you? Did she throw something at you? What did she do?
It was specifically just not being cooperative, not listening.
Okay, in what way? Give me that. Oh, cooperative in what? Okay.
Okay.
Wait, you wanted to cook and clean, right?
So specifically, when she would initially cook, clean, do errands, go to the grocery store, you know, help me with my project, she stopped doing that. Yep.
Okay, wait. I want to show you game. Did she stop doing it, or did you train her to stop doing it? Can't blame her. She's only going to do what you train her to do. So when she stopped doing it, did you check her when she stopped doing it, or did you reinforce the behavior? You reinforced the behavior. You never checked the fucking woman. You see what I'm saying? When she stopped, all right, this is a big game. When she stopped, you reinforced the behavior. And then all of a sudden, you want to all of a sudden say, stop, I want you to go back to the way you were after I trained you not to do it. Why would she go back? Why would she go back? But also, I'm going to be honest with you. I know it's going to sting, but you weren't fucking her right. Because if she was fucking up, you should be able to take the dick off the table. She's like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. I'll do right. I'll do what I need to do. Just don't take the dick away from me. She didn't say that, did she? She was, I'm gone. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So any other questions?
Last question. What programs do you have to, like you said, have?
Just talk to me on the, just get with me on the back end. Get with me on the back end.
Okay.
But listen to me. I want to say this to you. It just, you got to be, in order for you to break free of the fucking virus you're in right now, it's to look in the mirror and say, it's my fucking fault. You're not going to be free of this, the modern male virus, if you don't look in the mirror and say, it's my fucking fault why everything is happening to me. Because as long as you're blaming women for your fucking choices, you're never going to grow as a man.
Oh, no, listen, I've actually accepted accountability years ago when I first started listening to you guys a couple years ago.
Right,
so.
But here actually, lies the work, but then, but you haven't accepted accountability because of the question you just asked. Should I take her back? Do you see that?
Well,
you see?
Well, I only ask that, Steve, because, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, I learned, and
I'm
learning.
Tell you what. I'm gonna tell you what happens with some of my clients. Once my clients learn game and they become masters of the bedroom and masters of themselves, they always want to go back and show that woman what they missed out on. I say, don't do that, man. Don't do that. Don't do that. And then you see you laughing. You see what I'm saying? See, you want to get a revenge fuck. You know what I mean? You want to say, see, this is what you fucked up and lost. You don't do that, man. They'll eventually come back if you're doing shit right, brother. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll throw you back in.
Right,
but you're good on your questions. Hey, great questions. Okay,
yes,
brother. I respect
you.
Great question. Thank you, sir. You have a good night. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you so much. Great questions. He said my game and dog. Oh, my God. Dude, let me tell you something, Benjamin. Benjamin. You're new, so I don't think you understand where you're at. You're in a place that is different from most people on YouTube because you are either doing one of two things as a man. You are either living as a man as your I am, which means your mindset and how you think, or you're living in your I do using your fucking T levels as a reason why you have no game and confidence. See, there lies your problem, big dog. The problem was not the fucking medicine that you got for your T levels. You're lying to yourself. You never had confidence. I don't understand why you guys sit around here and think because you had low T levels that you were fucking sluggish and shit. And all of a sudden, because you get a shot in your ass cheek, all of a sudden you got testosterone, you're a man. Please stop lying to yourself, sir, because we check behavior over here, dog. We don't let that shit slide. Did I master the bedroom on a girl? Wait, I did master the bedroom on a girl, and I was curious to know, when did the bedroom, no, you didn't, no. You ain't do shit, you fucking liar. This is what, Jesus Christ, I don't even know why I even answered that question. God damn it, please stop lying. Please fucking stop lying. Thank you, James. This is why you fucking guys lose. Because look at, let me explain something to you. This is why my shit works. Because it shows you what you fucking are. See, you're not working on your shit for yourself. You're trying to manipulate a fucking woman. My shit does not work for you manipulating motherfuckers that's trying to get pussy. It doesn't work for you weak motherfuckers that's trying to manipulate. You can't cheat the game, motherfucker. That's all you're doing is cheating the game. Fuck out of here with that shit. But as I'm saying to y'all guys, listen, I got love for y'all guys. What I am saying to you guys out here, that none of y'all want to take accountability of what you are. You know, I ask you, I'm the only one, I dropped my fucking name. I'm sorry. I'm the only one to ask, wait. How can one have mastery over himself when he has not even created or cultivated his drug lab? He has not even worked on his marketing team. He hasn't worked on his amusement park. He hasn't worked on his warrior. He hasn't worked on his scribe. He hasn't worked on his government, his culinary school, his mental gym, his fucking guide, film room, studio. This is what I'm saying. How can you have mastery over yourself when you don't even work on your, this is so crazy. You don't even work on yourself. How much time have you actually worked on yourself? I mean, be honest. I know y'all don't. But yet you don't work on yourself, but yet you want all the benefits that come along with being a man. When was the last time you fucking even sat down and had a sound check of where you take women, why you take them there, and that's all they get from you? When's the last time you went to Lake Spread? When's the last time you created a Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks where you take a woman, you get a loaf of fucking bread, and all you're going to do is feed the fucking ducks? When's the last time you created a corner of your face and a pillow and your ass up in the air, where all you have is ice cream, coffee, tea? That's all they get from you. When's the last time you created a place where you have fucking tea or cocoa on the corner of my dick on your forehead and your balls in your mouth? And I'm not even joking. When is the last time you even worked on your sexual kingdom? When's the last time you worked on your crib? The artwork, the wine above your bed. When is the last time you position yourself to show the woman your opportunity? And I'm saying, y'all don't do that shit. Y'all don't do that fucking shit. Y'all don't do that. Y'all do not work on yourselves. Y'all don't do anything to work and communicate with yourselves. But yet you expect a woman to respect you. When is the last time you have cultivated a standard in how you move as a man, how you talk to women, and how you move women? When? But yet it's the woman's fault. How can you blame a fucking woman or women for anything? How? I ask you. Here's the crazy thing. How is it when a woman acts masculine the first time you're with her and you don't dismiss her? I'm asking you. I'm a simple question. That woman's like, hey, shut the fuck up. And you, why don't you dismiss her? You let women treat you like shit. You let women talk to you crazy. But yet it's their fault, right? It's her fault for yelling at you, screaming at you, and disrespecting you. It's her fault, right? So why don't you dismiss her? Why don't you fire her fucking ass when she raises her voice at you? You don't, because you know what? You ain't got the fucking balls to do it. And because you ain't got the balls to do it, that's why she takes the balls and starts treating you the certain ways that you're getting treated. So I guess when I was young, because I couldn't make the football team, I should have created a group and complain about my coaches and shit. And I have a bunch of butt buddies and shit. When I am saying to you guys out here that nobody's going to tell you this shit, because everybody wants to be your fucking friend. That's the problem. Everybody wants to be your fucking friend and not really be your friend by telling you the fucking truth. Nobody wants to tell you the truth. Nobody wants you to, they don't want to lose your friendship, I guess. I don't fucking understand. I need to know, what the fuck can a woman, can anybody please tell me, what can a woman do to a man that he has not allowed her to do? And I know anybody there, I'm going to try to play devil's advocate. Let me try to throw one. Well, Steve, when she can take you for your money, or she can put you in child support and all that other shit. Okay. Let's look at that. You're absolutely right. She can use a child against you. So if you know that a woman can use a child against you, why the fuck are you getting her pregnant? You guys act like these women all of a sudden just, you guys act like these women don't treat you. You know, I saw a video a little while ago of a guy fake proposing to a woman with a fake candy ring. And you want to know what that woman did? Not only did she throw some water in that fucker's face, she smacked him and walked off. And I said, wait a second. This ain't the first time she hit that motherfucker. This ain't the first time she abused him. But nobody, everybody wants to be everybody's friend. Everybody wants to give you a built-in fucking excuse why you can continue to be fucking soft. She's mean to me. She's mean to me. She treats me bad. She treated my friend bad. She was mean to my friend Hagen. And because she's mean to my friend Hagen, she's going to be mean to me. Women are just terrible. Oh, my God. She did something to my friend over there, and that means women are bad. Are you fucking serious? Is this what we have become? And then you want to ask why women are more masculine? We're in our fucking feelings. They're not in their feelings. We're in our fucking feelings. It's not fair. It's not fair that I didn't work on myself. It's not fair that I don't have any game. It's not fair that I have a standard. It's not fair that I created something, but yet she walked all over. Man, fuck out of here with that silly shit. But see, I'm not here to be your fucking friend. That's what I'm saying. You don't see, the problem is y'all want everybody to be your friend. You want everybody to tell you what you want to hear versus what the fuck you need to know. And that shit stings because it's so easy to point the finger at somebody. Easiest thing in the world to do. Easiest thing in the world to do. To run around and scream that we are not fair. Men don't have rights. What fucking rights do you need? What rights do you need? What the fuck are women doing? Somebody tell me. What the fuck? Can somebody please explain to my ignorant ass? What are women doing? That is so bad and so heinous that you got to create things. You give a power. Do you not see it? Do you guys not see the power you give women? Do you guys not understand that you got, I told you, it's like the movie It. Do you understand you give power to the woman? And nobody wants to tell you that. What? Crayon moment. Can y'all please get your crayons out, please? Can y'all please get your crayons out? I will simplify it because a lot of y'all guys is too complicated. What consumes your fucking mind controls your goddamn life. And the sad thing is you don't even consume you. You don't really consume you. That's right, Godspeed. You're right. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely, Godspeed. Yes, y'all are right. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, James, hold on wait a second. James, let me help you out. James, women love being around men, okay, James? And they love learning from men. And the reason any woman that comes in here, I give them a wrench, is because I don't want them to be harassed. I don't want them to be harassed by anybody. So I give them free wrenches. Any woman that comes in here, I'll give them a free wrench because I don't want her to be harassed. I want her in here to study and listen and learn. So that's why I do that. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys out here, okay, I'm saying to you guys out here, is what consumes you. Is working on yourself consuming you? Is having a standard consuming you? Is having laws, rules, and codes consuming you? Is creating your scribe consuming you? Is creating your marketing team consuming you? Is creating your studio consuming you? Is creating your film room to consume you? No. It's always a woman. Everything is always a fucking woman. And yet, do you understand how this works? And I don't think y'all get it. There was this show when I was a little kid. And I forgot the fuck his name. What the fuck his name? I forgot his name. Fuck. Simba? Wait, his name is Simba? Hold on, I gotta get his name before I show you. Wait, what's his name? Fuck, where's that motherfucker's name? Hold on. I forgot that fucker's name. You see here. Let's see if I got his name. I forgot his name. Let me see if I can find his name. What is that fucking name? What is his name? His name is, oh, what the fuck was his name? I forgot the lion's name. I forgot the lion's name, but I'm going to show y'all something. Do you guys understand why y'all are fucking more feminine? And it was a cartoon I watched when I was a little kid. I forgot the fucking lion's name. But the lion was raised by sheep. I've got the lion's name. Y'all, you probably read, you probably know, but I've got the fucking lion's name. But this lion right here thought that he was a sheep because all he was doing was hanging out with fucking sheep. And this is what y'all guys don't understand about game. What you are thinking about is going to consume. Now, oh, listen, gentlemen, it is not only going to consume you, it's going to change how you move and think. If all you think 24 hours, eight days, wait, is it Simba? I thought it was Lambert. Lambert, thank you. No, you said Kim right there. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Lara. Listen, y'all need to watch that shit. If you're consumed by women all day, you're going to start taking on the tendencies of the thing that fucking consumes you. If every day you wake up, women, when are you forming your thoughts of women? And if you're hanging out with emotional males who have the virus of the modern male, what the fuck do you think you're going to turn into? I will always teach all you men to be one of one. I will always teach you men to separate your fucking selves from everybody. You were not born to be around a bunch of fucking crybabies. That's what women do. You're supposed to be an independent thinker dealing around other independent thinkers. But listen, look how y'all behave. And you expect a woman to respect you? Guys, I'm going to do a video on this. I'm going to show y'all something. I'm going to do a video on this. I'm going to do a video on this, but I just want to show y'all. Let me show y'all disrespect. I'm going to do a video on this, but it's so fucking mind-blowing. I wanted to show you. Ready? I'm going to show y'all disrespect. Look at this. Oops, let me open it up. Shit. Here we go. Disrespect. That bitch and I'm wrong. Not only did she take his phone, that bitch jumped. And y'all want to blame women? Y'all want to blame women for that? That's the women. That's the why we go red pill and no fapping. You're telling me She's the reason? How? How can we allow disrespect like that? And you know what was worse? His butt buddy laughing at him because they bitches. See that, gentlemen, this is why I tell you guys why learning game is so important. There's no excuse for a woman to do, I'm going to do a show on that, so, but there's no excuse for women treating you like shit. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for somebody I don't understand. I don't get it. Okay, James, we gotta let you go, buddy. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't catch that. Please don't, gentlemen. Listen. See, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah, I saw it, dog. I just saw it. This is what I'm talking about. Why would someone even say that? Y'all see that? Why would somebody say that I'm sitting naked in front of a room of men? It's like, where is your moral and value compass at to learn how to talk to women like a man? Why would you disrespect someone that way? The modern male virus. This virus is worse than COVID-19. And the only cure is to love your fucking self. The only cure for the modern male virus is the love of yourself. To separate yourself from all the other fucking motherfuckers that are tainted with the virus. Y'all want everybody to be your friend. You want everybody to understand you. You're not built, or you shouldn't be here, to be understood. I don't need the world to understand me. I just need to understand me. And if you wanted to get to understand me, you're more than welcome. But I don't give a fuck what you think. But you know that turns women on. Because women want what they can't have. And women want men who have options. But you can't have options. Ready, guys? Whew, I'm going to have to write this one down. I just said that. I got to write this down. Damn. No, no, why tell you? Damn. I just popped in my head. Okay. No, I'm sorry. I wrote it down. I just had to write it down. Now, those same of y'all guys out there, you can't have options, guys. Let me see. Oh, you can't have options, guys, when you're not the option. See, you guys are looking at the world through a wrong lens because you can't do the shit I'm telling you if you can't walk the fuck away from a woman. You can't be a man if you can't say no to a woman. You can't be a fucking man. Let me say fucking be a man. She won't be feminine if she realizes you stay. She won't be feminine if she realizes you give her breaks and give her excuses. Gentlemen, the woman said it correctly We create everything, guys. She doesn't, she follows. I talk to you guys because I decided years ago that the love I have for myself is so great that I wanted to keep on loving me. I will always make everything about me. Always. Everything. Everything. But because I took time to work on my blacksmith to be able to cultivate my mind, to work on my scribe, to be able to talk to myself and all, I cultivated these things. I'm fucking opportunity. I'm nobody's fucking option. Why would I be somebody's option? I'm opportunity. I don't need anybody but that motherfucker in the mirror. I can cut a motherfucker off and be, women ain't, but they don't want to go. That's the problem. They don't want to, they'll never go. That's going to be your problem. I tell y'all, your biggest problem, I tell you, your biggest problem is coming in 24 days, 25 days from now. 25 days from now, that's when your problems start. 25 days from now. Because in 25 days, everybody's going to be trying to move the pieces on the board to see if they can get you to spend Thanksgiving with them, to cook for you or come with them. That's when your problem, sucker me season is going to begin. And sucker me season for us is nothing but problems because we've got to make decisions and choices of who we're going to spend our time with. But that sounds like a far-fetched fairy fucking tale to an average guy that doesn't work on himself. It's really simple. It is really simple. Ask any guy that complains about a woman and ask how much time do you spend working on yourself and complaining about a woman. And I promise you, zero. Because they don't have any communication skills. Let me take the lines real quick. Like, okay, I want to give you a prime example. Gentlemen, the guy that, not the last guy, but the guy that called the show in the beginning, is a prime example of what I'm talking about. A woman gave him play. A woman said, let's go out to eat. She took him out to eat. She took him out to eat. She's interested in him. And all he did was talk to her about TV shows. You can't even ask for what you fucking want. And if all it is you want pussy, you ain't going to get it because that shows the lack of fucking game you have. But see, people don't want to, tell you that because everybody want to be your friend. They want to tell you it's the woman's fault. That's bullshit. I don't believe in that shit. I guess my world is fucking different because I'm one of one. I don't see that shit. Maybe y'all do. But I'm still, nobody has ever answered the fucking question. What is toxic masculinity? And this is why Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to break down that bullshit that motherfucker got ate up. I talked to 1950, and I think that motherfucker, I think he's a whole... A mother, wait. Does it, wait. Let me ask 50. Hold on. I'm going to call 50. Hold on. I'm going to have 1950 tell you because he told me. I forgot. I'm going to call 50 live on the air. Hold on a second. I'm going to call 50. Hold on, guys. I'm going to call 50 real quick. I don't know if he's busy. You know, 50. Hold on, let me call 5th real quick. And I forgot what he did. Hold on. I just want to ask 5th. Okay. Hold on a second. Let me call him real quick live on the air. Hold on a second. Yeah, hold on a second. I'm calling live. Here we go. Oh, here we go. I don't know if he's home. I'm going to call Fifth because Fifth told me. I've got what he, oh, God. Oh, he has his phone. Come on, Fifth. Nah, he's busy. Wait, I think he's here. Fifth. Oh, shit. Okay, he ain't there. Oh, wait. He just said something. Oh, he's on the show. Okay. Okay. He's on the show. All right. Yeah. I think, well, Fifth told me, hold on. The guy that ate Tate's lunch, what's the guy's name? Pierce what? What's the guy's name? What's the guy's name? What's the guy's name that interviewed Tate? What's his name? Yeah, I know y'all telling me, but let me show y'all something. Hold on, give me a second. Hold on, let me find that motherfucker's name. Piers Morgan. Hold on a second. This motherfucker Tate got his lunch ate up. Hold on, is he? Because I can't make this up. I'm gonna show y'all this. Hold on. This guy Piers Morgan, okay, ate that motherfucker's lunch, right? But I'm gonna show you the worst part about this shit. If it loads up, I don't know if it's gonna load up. Is it gonna load up? Let me see if it loads up. I don't know. Shit ain't loading up. Fuck. Let me see here. Filmography. Let me see. Trying to click it. Oh, here we go. Piers Morgan. Let me see. So, all right, guys. This guy who ate his lunch, I think he was a host of Dancing with the Stars. He let a fucking host. Let me double check that. He let a host. He's an actor. Hold on, let me see what he did. Actor, producer, writer. Hold on, what did he do? I think he was on Dancing with the Stars. He was an actor and producer. Was he on Dancing with the Stars? He let a soft motherfucker talk shit to him. Oh, we're going to break that shit down tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday, we're going to break down that interview, guys. We're going to break that shit down in its entirety. Yeah, I got the thing. We're going to break that down. We're going to break that down, okay? All right? Hey, Russ, that's your hero. That's these motherfuckers' hero right here. Can't even stand on his fucking square. Can't even stand. Yeah, Britain's down. Yeah. Well, he let that motherfucker talk. Gentlemen, this is what I'm saying to y'all guys out here. And it's just, it's very easy and very simple at the end of the day. And it's the honest truth. Are you the master of yourself? And let's be honest. Are you the master of your world? Are you the master of your lifestyle? Are you the master of your actions? Are you the master of how you grow and how you develop? And the answer is an unequivocally no if you're blaming fucking women for everything. It all lines up. But it's an ugly truth. It's an ugly truth. It's an ugly truth that people don't want to fucking they don't want to fucking accept. I don't know what everybody. I am here. I guess I'm the oddball black sheep or whatever, but I don't see it. I don't see it because I can see these young men ain't the masters of their fucking world. I can see that. I can see these young boys aren't working on themselves. I can see that. I can see these young boys, all they doing is waiting for something. All they do is go on YouTube and wait for the next guy to yell at a woman to start following him. That's what they do. Anybody that yells at a woman, they automatically start following as their hero. Because they don't even know how to yell at themselves. So we got about, I'm going to do about 20 more minutes left in the show, but we're going to do something tomorrow and everything. But I'm saying to you guys out here, what the fuck is toxic masculinity? When the truth is, you're the fucking problem, but no one wants to tell you. You're not even, you can't run you if you ain't the master of you, can you? Fuck no. But everybody wants to give you some feel good and shit. I'm not that dude. Because there are, look, if you're not going to be a fraternity of one, then this ain't for you. Yeah, everybody ain't built to, I keep telling you, everybody cannot be a man. Everybody wants to be a man. Everybody cannot be a man. It just can't be. Everybody, there are roles people have to play. And the beautiful thing about it is you get to pick which role you want to play. Because a master of himself is not bitching. A master of himself is not complaining. God, why do y'all wait till the last second? 603, I can help you. So what's up?
Hi, Steve. I was just calling in because I just had like a connection in my mind. A few days ago, we had a call, and you told me to watch the movie Eddie Murphy's 1,000 Walls. And
A Thousand Words. Yes.
So basically, yes, I just had this connection in my mind that the significance of like what we had in class yesterday, watching the preview of the Tate interview, was the significance of like as a man, we being able to be concise and transparent and not waste words.
Oh,
when
what we saw
yesterday like showed that he didn't have those that attribute or
he wasn't connected
to himself in that way.
Wait, listen, call it. Because when challenged, that's the thing, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, Hold on, time out. Mars, listen to me. Again, guys, all my guys with the papers, the I ands and I do, I want to show you. Guys, this shit is foolproof. Mars. Guys, I want to show you how cold I am. Mars, listen to me real quick, Mars. Hold on, caller. You said some of the most successful men on the planet will be considered not masculine or gamed up. And you say, yet they make decisions that affect us and policy-wise. Sir, you're talking about an I do. You're not talking about an I am. Just because somebody has zeros in his bank account, that's not equivalent to a success. Do you understand a bum is successful? Because a bum doesn't have to have money to be stand on what he is. Because a bum doesn't give a fuck what you people think about him. Do you see how you try to justify shit and why you lose? Listen to what he's saying. Hold on a second, 603.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking, not you call it, hold on, Mars, you're looking at success by what a man does. That is not success. Listen, I'm not saying that Bill Gates isn't successful or any man in the business world. That doesn't make you a man. That just makes you successful at what you do. These motherfuckers ain't game the fuck up. Just because a senator, fuck, hold on, 603. Let me show them something. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me see something. Hold on.
No problem.
Hold on, wait. Hold on. show y'all something. You want to talk about gamed up, right? Let me show you something gamed up. You want to talk about gamed up? Let me pull this shit if I can find that shit. Hold on a second. Let me show you why what your fucking statement is bullshit. God damn it, I cannot find it. But y'all, when I tell you guys, y'all gonna remember this shit. I just can't fucking find it. Wait. I think I can copy it. Wait. Hold on, I'm gonna show y'all something. He wanna talk about powerful people and all that shit, right? All right, hold on a second. All right, guys, y'all remember, I wish I could show you and break and bust this guy's nuts on this bullshit. Okay, caller. You want to talk about success and power and all this shit, Mars. Okay, I just say this to Mars. I couldn't find a clip. Guys, y'all remember when Barack Obama, the president of the United States, you remember when Barack Obama went to a baseball game and he was laughing and having a good time with a woman? And then all of a sudden, Michelle Obama looked at his fucking ass and he stopped talking. Y'all remember that shit? Y'all don't remember that, do y'all? Yeah. Do y'all remember that? Anybody? Y'all remember that time when Barack was at the baseball game and he was talking to a woman and Michelle Obama gave him a look and that motherfucker stopped talking to him? Y'all remember that shit? Does anybody remember that shit? So what the fuck are you talking about? Powerful. He's the most powerful guy in, you know, the world's planet. Y'all remember that shit? Y'all remember that? Y'all remember when Barack Obama was sitting at a baseball game with a woman? I'm trying to find a fucking clip of that shit. I'm trying to find that fucking clip. Your president, Barack Obama, was at a baseball game talking to a woman. Michelle Obama looked at him and he stopped talking to that fucking woman. And you want to talk about being a man? Fuck is that? Let me see if I can find that shit. Because y'all sitting around here talking like, well, just because he's a powerful man in the eyes of the country, or he's a powerful man in the eyes of fucking the world, that these motherfuckers ain't stopping. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead and ask your question, bro, because I ain't got much time. What was your question again? I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. I was also looking for the clips while you were looking for it.
What's your question? I'll keep looking at you.
Basically, I just wanted to connect it in my mind when you said, when we were watching yesterday, that when he was put under pressure, that he couldn't stay on his square and that he was lost for words as what to say and back up what he said previously on other shows when Pierce Morgan was challenging him.
I'm saving it right now. Hold on, guys. I'm saving it right now while we talk. Go ahead. I found that shit. Go ahead. I'm gonna show you all the clips. He wanted to sit around and talk about the most powerful man and shit. Hold on, keep talking. I'm gonna show y'all some shit. I'm gonna show y'all the most powerful fucking man supposedly in the country getting punked live on fucking TV. I'm gonna download this shit because y'all think I'm playing with y'all. Look at this shit. Keep talking, Carl. I'm just getting it all together to show everybody.
All good.
To show everybody what the fuck I'm talking about. Because y'all think I'm playing with y'all. Y'all want to sit here and talk just because he's a powerful man doesn't mean he's a fucking man. Doesn't mean he's a fucking... Let me show you all you guys out here who think this is Mars guy. Hold on, let me show you this shit. Hold on. Let me show y'all this shit. Let me load this up real quick. Hold on, Carl. Let me load this up real quick for these guys real quick. Because Mr. Mars is saying, well, if you're a powerful man and all this shit, I'm going to show y'all something that should blow y'all fucking mind. Let me see if it's all four. Is it all four? Fuck. Why is it all? Hold on. That's a TV. Hold on. Yeah, I'm listening to you. You're right, caller. He didn't know what the fuck to do. That's why he was stressing the fuck out, dog. He didn't know what to do. I'm sorry.
So that connected in my mind with the movie you've told us to watch, because it shows the significance of every single move that you make and the words that you use.
It's important. Yes.
Path, and that if you're not able to stand on your four when you're challenged, just like you were saying yesterday, that when you're challenged and you can't stand and back up and defend what you're saying, you crack under pressure.
Under pressure. Well, no, I want you to call in tomorrow on this, because I'll talk more about this. But let me show these guys this real quick, okay? And I'll throw you back in. But call me tomorrow, because we'll talk more about it, okay?
Okay, for sure.
Now, I want you guys to see this. I want you guys, thank you, brother. I want you guys, and Mars. I hope Mars is around to see this shit. I hope Mars is around to see this shit. Because look what Mars is saying. Some of the most successful men on the planet would be considered not masculine or gamed up. Yet they make the decision that affects us. You goddamn right. You goddamn right. That's an absolute truth. They make the policies. So let me show you a policy maker and show you what the fuck happened. Now let's look at this shit for a second. You think I'm making this shit up? Look at this shit right here. Let's start right here. He's taking pictures. He's having a good time. And are you fucking telling me the most powerful man in the United States has to move his seat over and let that fucking, are you, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Y'all see that? Guys, he was the most powerful motherfucking man. He was the most powerful motherfucking man, Mars. Mars, talk to me, Mars. Talk to me. Is this masculine? Is this masculine that he had to move his fucking seat for what? The most powerful man in the fucking, well, he's not really the most powerful man in the world. It's just that he's the stool pigeon to be the most powerful. Y'all know the family's run shit. But anyway, that's one of the things. The fake most powerful man in the world. This is your fucking leader right here, right? And yet, what's your excuse for this? Tell me, Mars. I'm waiting, Mars, real quick. Come on, Mars. Look how much fun he's having right here. Fun, not fun. And hey, look, he moved his seat. There's no such thing as a mat. What the fuck is a frame? Do y'all see, guys? I already know what you are now. Thank you. Thank you. Just show me what you are. You're a pickup artist guy. What the fuck is a frame? You're saying, all I'm saying is no matter how you maintain. What do you mean? Mars, what the fuck is a masculine frame? Can somebody, look, what is a frame? I don't have any pictures. What is a frame? This is why y'all lose. That's an I do. You're portraying a fake role, Mars. What the fuck is a masculine frame? What the fuck is a, do y'all see that shit, guys? Now I know what you are, Mars. I appreciate you saying, but Mars, this is why you're losing. But Mars, here's my question. Mars, here's the question. Real quick, Mars. If you can only dismiss them, Mars, what's the problem? What is the Mars? Just because you can't do it doesn't mean it is actually true. It's your truth. That's what you believe. Hey, Mars, listen, and y'all ready for this? I agree with Mars. I agree with Mars. Wait, listen, guys. You want to know why I agree with Mars? Because what did I keep telling you? Everybody can't be a man. And if that's your perception and that's your reality, then I'm not here to fight you on that. I agree with you. You're right to you. But this ain't the right class for you. Listen to what you're saying. The vessel is feminine. But you got, don't lie. You lie, motherfucker. No man that gets pussy talks like that. Wait a second. You run into issues when going deep. Hold on, Mars. You see why you're not a man? Mars. You run into problems because you don't have a fucking standard to check these fucking women at the door when they're acting out. How do you have issues? What? Tell me, Mars. Come on, Mars. Real quick, because I don't got much time. Give us one issue, Mars. I want to show you this. You tell me your issue, and I'm gonna tell you how much of a man you are. Come on, Mars. Give me an issue. Because if you're going to talk on it, unlike Tate, who couldn't stand on what the fuck he's saying, I hope you can tell us. Please, Mars, tell us one issue you're having as you get deeper into a relationship, Mars, please. And I appreciate you, Mars. I'm just asking. I like to hear this because it amazes me. I want to know, what is an issue, Mars? Come on. You made this statement. Can you stand on it? We'll wait. Can Mars stand on it? Guys, I want y'all to see this shit. Once Mars, I'm waiting for Mars to tell us the issue. Guys, remember, he said that I, Mars, right, only run into issues, right? See that word right there? Issues. When going deeper into relationships. He won't even tell us the issue. Give us one, Mars. I mean, tell us. Tell us the issue because we all would like to know, because you know damn well that you don't want to tell us the issue. Tell us one issue, Mars. And see, I keep trying to tell y'all guys, this is why they can't. We're waiting. Hey, no. Here we go. Hey, Mars, in respect, hey, be nice to Mars. Mars, I want to say respect to you. I ain't got much time, so I'm going to break this down. Mars, thank you. Mars, seriously, Mars, even if you a fuck up, I'm going to give you props, man, because you answer the question. So I'm going to give you your props for replying, but I'm going to show you why you're the bitch in this shit. I'm saying this with love. He said, I invited women over for sex. She came over and played a stupid game and wasted my time. No, Mars. She didn't waste your time. You knew she didn't want to fuck you, Mars. You knew from the beginning she didn't want to fuck you. But you begged her to come over. You knew she didn't want to fuck you. Wait, let's stop. You told her to take, all right, Mars, see what happens when you try to fuck a woman you don't know? See that, guys? Wait. Oh, Mars. Okay, Mars. Guys, y'all want to see how cold this boy is? Y'all want to see how cold this motherfucker is? Mars. When you know how to fuck, Mars. When you know how to fuck, Mars. Do you have to really ask a woman to come over? Mars, Mars. Mars, when you, Mars, guys, I'm showing y'all, Mars, when you know how to fuck Mars, they beg to come over. You don't have to ask them to come. See that, guys? I'm trying to show y'all. See, guys, y'all, I'm just trying to show y'all. Mars is the fucking reason to his goddamn problems because he ain't fucking. See, Mars, when you know how to actually fuck. My baby, Mars, right? Yeah, see that, Mars? See, Mars. When you know how to fuck, Mars, you got game, Mars. But you ain't got game, brother, because you can't fuck. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth. And I don't want you to get mad. Don't get mad and upset. But your fuck game is fucking the reason why you got disrespect. Because when you got fuck game, it's a total different ball game, sir. Because when you got fuck game, they will send you photos and all that other stuff, Mars. Don't get, hey, Mars. Don't get in your ego right now. I'm just trying to help you out. I'm not the bad guy here, Mars. I'm just the guy trying to show you that you're the fucking problem. Because Mars, you know, you want to know how I know you ain't got no fuck game, Mars? Mars, tell me about your sex-a-ween invitation. I keep trying to tell y'all. Oh my God! Oh my gosh! Mars. I just say this, Mars. When you got a tight pussy, they treat you bad, man. Mars. I'm telling you, brother. It's you, bro. But I'm glad you realized that. And listen, Mars, I'm just asking you to push it. Mars, you're talking to a motherfucker. Mars. You got to understand who you're talking to because I don't think you know who you're talking to. You're talking to a bad motherfucker that has game, that teaches my clients game, that the women submit the pussy. So Mars, trust me, dog. You gotta understand, guy. Game is what game does, okay? And it's all love. And Mars, no, not serious. I appreciate you, Mars. Don't kick him out. Do not fuck with Mars. Mars, I appreciate you, but Mars, please, sir, because I got it right. Mars, listen. All I'm saying, in order for you to learn this, please, sir, humble yourself, okay? I know I'm not saying that you can't stroke. Anybody can stick their dick in some pussy, but you got to learn game. And the only way you can become a great student, brother, and I appreciate you here. And again, don't leave fucking Mars alone. Don't kick him out. I appreciate you. What I'm saying is that, Mars, I want you to be a better man, okay? That's all I'm saying. And I'm here to help you. So I welcome you, man. You're great. Look, Mars, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you, okay? And Mars, I just want to say to you, big guy, that it's hard, Mars, for somebody to tell you a truth that you can't swallow. Mars, you might be okay in the bedroom, but you don't have enough game to be able to control these motherfucking women where they lose their goddamn minds and they're feminine for you because they know that you are the only one of your kind, okay? All right? So, Mars, I appreciate you, Mars, okay? I just want to say, Mars, it's all good, and I'm glad you're here, but I'm here to help you. I'm not here to tear you down and make fun of you, but you got to understand who you're talking to. You got to stay on the motherfucker you're talking with, dog. I believe me, Mars. They don't act up. And if they act up, they gone, Mars. They don't. Listen, Mars. The only time I had your problem, okay, it wasn't about sex, because I always tell you I'm a victim of abuse because of ketchup bottles. But Mars, you got to learn that I'm here for you. I'm here to help you. But guys, Saturday and Sunday night, we're going to break down that tape shit. Because I'm going to show you if you're being interviewed and you're really about the game, you should stand on your square. And that's something I tell all you guys. And this is part of the problem with a lot of young men. Because a lot of young men don't know what they're doing. They don't have any reason why they're doing it. And like Mars, and no knock on you, Mars, but I promise you, Mars, the more you listen to me, I promise you, you'll never say that fucking word called masculine frame. I promise you. I promise you. You will change everything that you say now to start talking like your own self. I promise you. And it won't be me. This is not a cult. I'm here to make you become an independent man, an independent thinker, and to build yourself, Mars, and all you guys out there, all you guys. Mars, please get your puzzle pieces. Yeah. He's right. No, Mars, I'm giving Mars props. Mars, I give you props, man. And I don't listen, Mars. Do not fuck with Mars. If anybody fucks with Mars, I'm banning you. Leave Mars alone, because you know what? Mars, Mars, this is what I'm going to do. Mars, this is what I'm going to do. Because you were honest and you tried to stand on your point, which was off, but you stood on it. Hope you understand it. Listen, Mars, to show you that I'm not a bad guy, I'm going to show you that it's like you want to learn and shit. So Mars, guess what? I'm going to throw a wrench Mars's way. I'm going to wrench you up, Mars. Hey, Mars, I'm going to wrench you up just to show you I want you around because I want to help you. I don't want anyone fucking with Mars. I like Mars. Mars, you all right with me. Because you know what? Mars got his shit keyed up. Mars, you got to learn the game, baby. My, hey, that bitch really is. Mars, I'm just fucking with you, dog. Hold on, let me get this shit. But guys, we're gonna break some Mars, I appreciate you, Mars. I appreciate you, Mars. You stood tall. I appreciate you, Mars. And I'm serious. I'm not joking around. Let me go ahead and rinse you up, Mars. I'm gonna rinse you up to show you that I'm serious. I really do appreciate you. I'm glad what you're saying, and I know you want to get help because you're being honest. So let me take care of my dog, Mars. Mars, I'm gonna take care of you. Take care of my dog, Mars. I'm gonna throw some wrenches out, okay? Let me go ahead and take care of my dog, Mars. And Mars, I got you, buddy. I got you. Here you go, Mars. See, Mars, I'm gonna take care of you, right? Okay? You got it. I got you, okay? I'm gonna take care of you, okay? And the reason I'm taking care of you, Mars, is because I want you to realize that I'm not here to knock you or make you feel bad, but I'm here to teach you how to push your self-importance aside and your perception. I'm not saying your perception is your perception, but I'm trying to teach you that the reality that you're in is not the actual reality that you're living in. And that's what I'm saying, okay? So I'm glad that he at least out of everybody, at least he stepped up and said some shit, but I had to break that shit down. He scored a fuck, yeah. Yeah, no, hey, Russ, that's what I'm saying. He took it on the chin. And Mars, I like you. All right, Mars. Hey, Mars, I can't help you with the paint job and shit, but look, gentlemen, what I say for all you guys out here, because I'm the only one that says it. Mars, I hope that you get your puzzle pieces to begin the process of learning you. But for everybody out here, we're going to have a damn great show starting Saturday, breaking down that tape interview. But I say this for all you guys out here, and nobody else does say this, and it's very important, I'm not joking. Guys, always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, guys. That's what I want from you guys. And guys, please remember and please understand at the end of the day, guys, you've got to understand the statement and where it's coming from. Because at the end of the day, the woman is going to be what you are to yourself. That's the truth, okay, at the end of the day, okay, guys? So I want you guys to understand that. I appreciate all you guys out there. Y'all are wonderful men. Saturday night, we're going to bust this shit down, guys. We're going to go through the whole thing, play the audio, break it down. It's going to be a two-day. I'm going to do it Saturday night and Sunday night because it's so long. It's just so long to break all this shit down. But my God, that motherfucker took his lunch. God damn it. So, guys, I got nothing but love for you guys. Be great, men. I appreciate all you guys. But always remember, guys, at the end of the day, love yourself. Be one letter of one word, of one sentence, of one paragraph, of several paragraphs, of one page, of several pages that make a chapter, of several chapters that make a book, of many books. And when you're that, you are truly a man when you make it about you. Fuck with your boy. Hey, babe, you ready? All right, let me throw my shit on. We can go. Out this bitch.